Josh Green is in with us now. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Tess.
What has been happening in the world of terrible headlines?
Look, Tess, it's been a bit of a bleak week and perhaps a little slow as well, but it's not as good as I wanted it to be.
That's good. That's a good start.
I mean, I could start every bulletin or everything like that.
But well, true. Very good point.
That's how we're going to start this one. But I wanted to touch first on the Who magazine publishing the wrong picture. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So bad.
Absolutely so bad. So Sudanese-born Australian supermodel Adut Akesh was mistaken for another black model by Who magazine this week. And she claims it's racist, disrespected her entire race, while she's copped so much backlash on social media, which of course she did because
she's a black model. And it's the internet.
She's calling out things that are happening again, like that aren't right. So people are saying it's an innocent mistake. And I don't know if whitesplain is a term.
It is. I've heard it
before. It's already a term?
I've heard it before.
I thought so. Someone commented, racism means showing prejudice or discrimination against another race due to feelings of superiority. This situation is a human error, mistaking one model for another who looks similar. They have exactly the same hairstyle and hair colour for one. This mistake isn't racist. Get a grip. I just thought, like, wow, what a bold comment to leave.
And consider for a second why it was a human error. Like, okay, dig a little deeper with your train of thought there. It was a human error because people literally decided that these two people looked the same. They come from completely like different backgrounds as well.
Absolutely.
It's just the fact that they're both African women.
And then I just kept thinking, surely this wouldn't happen to white models.
No.
Right? But Carrie-Anne Kennelly says it's happened to her.
God! Why? Oh, God. All right. Keep going.
She disagrees with Akesh. She says it's not got nothing to do with racism. And she admitted that it's happened to her before when she was mistaken for 60 Minutes journalist Liz Hayes on several different occasions in magazines. And then Angela Bishop, her co-host on Studio 10, snapped back and said, was yours in just a social pages snap opposed to an entire article about Adut featuring on her success, the fact that she's the face of Melbourne Fashion Week and currently the hottest model in the world?
Ooh.
I wish I was watching, but of course I wasn't watching.
Oh, yikes. Just yikes. How many sets of eyes were on that before it got published as well is what I want to know.
Oh, absolutely. And then, yeah, there's so many things. Like, sure, maybe the people who are like setting out the images and stuff don't read the article, but you've got to have some kind of awareness, right?
Someone
sent the wrong picture. Someone made a mistake, but it's just not acceptable.
It's not good.
Did you think you were done talking about Israel Folau?
Oh, Christ. Yes, damn it, Josh.
Well, I'm bringing it back because I thought we hadn't done enough on Israel Folau yet. But this is so, I don't know, can I say cooked?
Yes.
Catholic high school has been caught asking 14-year-old students to support Israel Folau in an assignment.
Whoa!
This is happening at St. Patrick's Marist College in Northwest Sydney. When Year 9 students had to write a mock letter to their MP saying the Wallabies' sacking of Israel Folau threatens religious freedom.
Ooh, that's very concerning.
This is why I had to go with cooked. I was like, what's a better word for
this? Yeah, I don't know.
No eloquent way to put it.
No, that's it's a very to-the-point way to put it.
Yeah, there's no option for the students to present the opposing view that Folau was rightly sacked for posting an Instagram meme in April saying gay people will go to hell.
Oh my God.
And parents at the school were outraged, of course.
Of course. Imagine being a closeted kid in that class having to write that letter, that fake letter to an MP. Jeez.
Yeah, disgusting. And I don't know, I just didn't think that Catholic schools would really do that. But I mean, when you look at how much religious support there was throughout this whole
saga.
Scandal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, again, things that aren't wholly surprising, bleak week in the news. But
bleak
I wanted
week.
To end on something that I think is just, that, no, this one is funny.
Okay, all right, please give this one to me.
So there's a contest in Adelaide and it's called Miss Nude Australia. And it's like a strip competition.
Okay.
And one of the contestants set the stage on fire, like on purpose.
What?
Her name's Harley Van Dangerfield. She was disqualified from the competition at the Crazy Horse Strip Club in Adelaide when she poured a flammable liquid around the stage and set it alight.
Oh my God.
And then the fire quickly spread, burnt down like the curtains, and the whole club had to be evacuated.
Oh my God. Dangerfield was a good stage name choice for
Absolutely.
Her.
But also, like, I think if I was ever in a strip competition, like, intentionally setting the stage alight and having the place evacuated would be so far down my list of things to do. I would actively avoid doing that.
I'm so impressed that she was brave enough to go anywhere near fire in a competition that requires her not to be wearing any clothes in the first place, because there are so many places that could get burnt.
Absolutely.
Doing that.
Emergency workers estimated the stunt caused a total of $3,000 worth of damage.
Oh my God.
And she's been, yeah, she said, I've officially been disqualified. Good luck to everyone in Miss Nude this year. And then my favorite part is there's like a little quote from a witness. Okay. She just kept on dancing.
That's the best part. You are correct. Everything burning down around you, keep on dancing. It's like the real life version of that dog meme. Like, this is fine.
I know. I wish that there was image here, because the pictures, she's like got a triangle of fire around her. And then this is just like someone sitting by the stage, this man just like looking up. And I'm like, you don't know what's about to happen there.
Yeah, get out before it all catches fire. Good Lord. There's a metaphor in there somewhere about just dancing while everything burns down around you.
There is so an 80s song about that.
There so is. I'm going to dig it up and just dub that over the video, because that's incredible.
Oh my God. No.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
But maybe.
But maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Tess.